Welcome to Shenanigans. Hey, hey, it's Aisha.
Hey, it's Jenny.
Yo, baby, what's up? It's Tyra.
And we are a dose of melanin empowerment that is a reminder of how bomb you are and how dope you can be. Featuring edutainment about beauty, life, and health, mixed with a true depiction of how strong she can be. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi.
Hello. And welcome.
It sounds like we're on like a late night show.
It does.
We probably should be on.
I would like that.
Late night hours of, yeah, with some of these episodes.
I mean, you know.
We should maybe think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Ideas, my brain.
I like it.
I like this. A little shenanigans.
After dark.
Okay. Oh, I like this. Cute little idea.
We might have to do that.
All right. Well, let's get it popping. You know, we're here for a good time, not a long time. We're going to kick this off with the icebreaker, baby. And the icebreaker this week is, if you were giving a TED Talk, what would your topic be?
I think that's a great question.
Old Jenny.
I want to hear y'all's first.
Oh, brother. Mine would be red flags before you get married.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. because that's really good.
No.
I feel like a lot of people like me struggle with, is this a red flag or is this just like some shit we gotta go through and get through, and not understanding like the difference. But I think what we get blinded to is how that flag ladders up to the bigger thing, and how that thing isn't gonna go away. And that becomes a red flag. So I would definitely, I could give a whole hour TED Talk on that.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was going to mention something, but so what I'm going to say is like, no, I completely agree. But I think, you know, when it comes to like, you know, getting married, that's what a lot of people want. And sometimes I feel like they're blinded, you know, by the idea of getting married and not necessarily thinking about those things and not thinking about, oh, well, once you get married, it's just an extension, you know, of the relationship. And it's not that everything's going to be perfect at that time.
And to be honest, if you get divorced and you have to be connected to this person, guess what? Those extensions don't stop. Like, it's just a theme of y'all's relationship that you even have to continue to work through even post-marriage.
And I can imagine it can even be harder because it's not like you all are working towards like
anything together.
Yeah.
It's just literally to navigate life with each other in a respectful way. And then the sticky part is that it all funnels back to when you were together.
Mm-hmm.
You're no longer together. And how do you take this out of the context of y'all's togetherness, but make it more so about y'all as individuals and navigating that? It's some shit.
That's good.
Yeah.
You should host a do something.
Yeah.
I'll submit it somewhere.
Can we do like a she talk or something?
A she talk. Right. That's actually a good idea, too.
Yeah, that is.
Look, I'll tell you what I do.
You got ideas today.
That's what happened when you turned 28. No, I'm just
kidding.
Okay. Look, because, it was Yenny's birthday.
It was.
Thanks for wishing the Whisper Queen.
You know what?
She didn't have to do you like that. She did not have to do you like that.
That's her name.
You wanted to hear mine?
Yeah.
Before you said yours.
Not necessarily, but you can go.
Oh, what was yours?
Well, okay, so I would probably do a TED Talk over like how to recreate yourself.
Okay.
So yeah.
In like what ways?
Yeah.
Like just like I like finding out who you are as a person. So just like re-identify who you are wanting to be. So like for myself, I feel like for so long, like I had to make myself small and I really didn't know who I was. Mm-hmm. And like now I'm just navigating, like, you know, who do I want to be, you know, and just kind of talking about like, how do you kind of navigate and work through that?
And then own that person.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one.
That is a good one. Mine would be about the difference between confrontation and conflict. Because
I saw you tweeting about this.
I'd be like, I just like to clear the air.
Yes.
And same. It gets mistaken a lot because I can be very matter of fact
yes.
with it. But I'm just saying, I got the receipt. So, you know, but you can confront things, clear the air That's without it one. Being yeah. a conflict. Yeah, because I don't like to, I don't like the conflict. Yeah. You know?
And I think also like adding how to receive Oof. That because Oof. People don't know how to receive or, you know, be confronted and yes. not get defensive.
Yeah, because it sounds very abrasive.
Yeah.
When it doesn't really have to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
yeah, like everything is an argument.
Right. Mm-hmm. I just want to clear the air.
Yeah.
I just do. It's just who I am as a person.
It's a good thing, though. I mean, you need to be able to be
very black and white.
Yeah.
I know everything is not black and white, but if you say something to me and I just need to clarify, then I'm going to do that.
Yeah, it's more about just being on the same page.
Right.
And that page may change. Mm-hmm. Hence, everything isn't always black and white.
Right.
But as long as y'all are staying in a clarified space together.
Right.
You know, things don't have to be as fuzzy.
I just want to strip things down to their, like, most simplest form.
Right.
So that we both understand what happened or what is happening or whatever.
I think a lot of people get defensive because they feel like, well, since you don't agree with me, you're telling me I'm wrong. And it's like, it doesn't have to be that way.
Right.
So, yeah.
That's some next level self-awareness.
Child.
That is.
Child.
It really is. Those are good ones.
Yeah.
You know.
I'd pay to see those.
I would pay to see those, too.
So, yeah, book us or suggest us to all these TED Talks.
Right. Right. We have ideas. And if you have ideas for a TED Talk, hit us up. You know where to find us. If you don't, we're at shenanigans_pod. I think I used to be like a radio host.
Ooh,
in the back of the day, you know, because the way I can just swindle things, you know. But radio hosts, okay, I'm gonna stop because I was about to say something real bad. But anyways, they just don't be cute all the time. That's why that's why they be radio personalities and not TV personalities. Not all of them, though.
Mm-hmm.
I know some cute ones.
I can see you being one, though.
On like, radio? Mm-hmm. Like a DJ type or like a talk show?
Yeah, like a talk show.
That's cool. I used to want to be a talk show host. I did.
You have the voice for it.
Thanks. I think voice is annoying.
You think so? I think my voice is annoying. Like, it's so hard to listen to myself talk. Like, when I listen to,
I don't think your voice is annoying.
No, I think it is. I think my laugh is. Like, I hate hearing my laugh.
My laugh is definitely annoying, but people like it. I don't know why.
Y'all's like, laugh my laugh is ugly.
Have y'all heard my
Yeah, Betty Rubble. We know. Yeah,
all of them.
I sound real manly when I laugh, and I don't like it. Maybe I need to come up with a new
laugh. I don't think so.
I don't think you do, Jenny.
I think I don't.
I don't think your laugh is bad. You have a sexy voice. That's why you be trying to whisper.
Not my laugh, though. I don't feel like.
What about your big papa voice?
I don't have to play with y'all today.
So, Jenny, what are we talking about today for our hot topic?
For this hot topic, you know. I'm kind of new to this, you know what I'm saying? This my, I ain't did a hot topic, in a, you know, a low little bit. But no, so I think something that really caught my eye, I feel like more recently, was like the backlash that like Cardi had got when she had filed for a divorce. I just feel like from what I saw, I feel like people were going crazy about it. Mm-hmm. And just some of the things that were like being said. And like, I feel like she was kind of being blamed for why she was divorcing him. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's not, you know, I mean, it's not her fault that, yeah. you know, he just can't do what he need to get done. And I feel like that's how it kind of is, like, in a lot of different relationships with women. Like, we are typically the people who are at fault or blamed for doing what we want to do, you know, after somebody has wronged us. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, like, what were y'all thoughts about everything that happened? Or...
I think that you know, jokes are jokes, like, yeah, whatever. Oh, she don't cook, she don't clean, she got no ring no more, like, all that is stupid. I feel like
it's talking about her not cooking and cleaning.
You know how she say like in the song, I don't cook, I don't clean, but let me tell you how I got this ring. She said it in the song. And it was talking about her WAP wasn't enough. And, it was all over the internet.
I see, like, you know, that's why, because you don't cook and clean. Like, how do you expect this and that? Like, it was crazy.
But she's the one that filed for divorce. So you see how this is backwards. Uh-huh. But I mean, you know, men don't get held accountable for shit.
It pisses me off so at all. Much.
That's really, like, what
I
it
just
is.
Don't understand.
That's why they're, like, so trash. Because they do not get held accountable for how trash they are. Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, I absolutely hate this, like, expectation of women to just do and endure all these things and are expected to just deal with it.
Yeah. Because he had already cheated before.
Right. I
mean, like, multiple times.
Right.
And so, at what point do you keep allowing someone to keep showing you who they are?
Right.
And how much they value you. Because at the end of the day, you know what's at stake.
Yeah. And it's like, at what point is he held accountable for mm-hmm. that? Mm-hmm. Is mm-hmm. really the problem. Because nobody said anything. Like, I never saw, probably from women, but mm-hmm. not, of course, not from men.
Yeah.
It was all about Cardi and it's not cooking and not cleaning thing.
Right.
But it's like, what do y'all do? What do y'all, do you cook? Do you clean? Do you build a house? What's the, do you fix a tire? What's
no, the like, equivalent? No, like, real. Seriously.
No, for
like,
real.
Like, I don't see anything about anybody. Like you said, say anything about him and like how he shouldn't have did that and this and that. It's like everything was put on her. And yeah. I just think it's crazy.
Yeah. And why? Like, why do it have to be like that?
Right.
Because men don't... It just annoys me how, like... You know what would be annoying me? Even, like, if you go to, like, church and there's all these sermons and there's all these books about how women should be wives and there's very little to no knowledge, no info, no mm-hmm. self-help books
yes.
on teaching men how to be husbands.
Because they need it.
Like, need it.
Need it.
Need it.
They past need it. They need books. They need classes. They need mentors. They need all of the above because men literally do not know how to be husbands.
No.
And that's why, because...
Or how to maintain a marriage or anything. No one has ever
had like a, oh, well, this is what... Like, it's always, okay, well, women are supposed to do A, B, and C, but it's never been a man is supposed to do A, B, and C. So they don't know what to go off of. Mm-hmm. I mean, you... Like, it's just crazy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why is it always how I gotta keep a man and not how a man should keep me?
Child. Or even like the comments on, well, because it's, I used to go to a lot of different like Christian marriage retreats and conferences and different things like that. And we had a whole session on how to keep it spicy from a wife's perspective mm-hmm. And how to keep yourself up because that is what's in the Bible and that's how you
it pisses me off so keep much. Your man.
And I'm like, just like just so not. I can't gain weight but he can.
I have to get my hair done but he can look like a booger wolf.
Like,
like, I just don't understand. Like, it's just these unrealistic expectations. Yeah. Like, I've been in several situations or relationships and, like, you know, people, I've been told, oh, well, you should do this or you should do that. But it's like, you're not doing things to also keep me. Mm-hmm. And I just, like, for a while, like, I always felt like I had to upkeep myself, not only for myself, but to keep or, you know, make somebody else happy. And that put, like, you know, a toll, that, like, took a toll on me and, like, my self-esteem and stuff like that. Yeah. Because at that point, you know, I would only, like, do certain things for myself or make myself look a certain way because I wanted to make somebody happy. And it wasn't necessary. I mean, of course, like, I felt good. But it's like, well, if something happened with that person, then even though I had this or I looked this way, I still didn't really feel good because I wasn't doing it for myself.
Because, I mean, I get it. Like, first of all, I don't think that that should just be a woman's responsibility to keep herself up. Men, right. We can not be attracted to you. Right. Also. Okay. And I think what it comes down to is, where does the unconditional love weave in? Right. Because regardless of, like, even outside of weight gain and stuff like that, somebody could become very ill. Mm-hmm. Their entire appearance can change to you. Do you treat them differently because of that? Do you love them differently because of that? And I think that men just really miss the mark. Not all men. Mostly new age men. Like, I don't think that they, if they do, Lord, send them. Because I don't think they do create husbands the way that they used to. Like, I see some of my friends, like, dads and stuff like that. My dad, you know, sorry, dad, wasn't trying to say it that way. But, like, I see other people's, older people's relationship, and I'm like, where's that at? Like, because you love this woman's feet. You would drink her water because you love her, like, regardless. But men today, I feel like, have this superficial expectation and experience of relationships and marriage, and it's quite frustrating to see.
It is, because I think there's not a lot of talk of, like, longevity in anything, so it's not, people aren't, like,
it's right now.
Yes. Yeah. Everything is right now. Nobody's thinking about time in years to come. It's like, what does this look like right now?
And they realize that, oh, I'm alone, I don't have anybody. And then they hope, maybe, you know, decide to change the way they approach things. Right.
It's gonna be too late, because it just is really frustrating how much pressure is put on women to just be these beings, or even, like, when we're single, it's our fault that we're single, or something has to be wrong with us because we are single. But nobody ever says that to men, like, oh, something got to be wrong with you because you're single.
Yeah,
it's like, women can't be single for a choice. Like,
Oh, you just didn't find the right one yet, or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. But men can be single for a choice. It's not because nobody want their little raggedy asses, because they be raggedy.
But you know what? It is, and I talked about this with my therapist too, with friends I had over the past year, and I feel like we talked about this recently too. It's just, like, I think that men who do kind of have themselves together, and then kind of leading into what you just said, there's, like, this selfish approach to interacting with women, whether it's on, like, a dating level, hanging out, like, whatever it is, it's all about me.
Because they think that they're the prize.
What I got going on, because they're the prize.
They think that they are the prize.
And so then they enter into relationships and marriage with this I'm the prize mindset, and it's still about what I want, and what I got going on, and what I expect, and there's no we. It's all about me, me, me.
Interesting.
I will forever get pissed off when I think about that, just because it's like when you, like, I didn't necessarily used to think about things this way, but when I think about it, it's like, you know, if Cardi's gonna get cheated on, like, you know, all the, like, these famous people who
Beyonce,
it's like, if all these people, famous people or whoever, if they're able to get cheated on, it's kind of like almost fair game. It's like, anybody can. And that, like, I don't know, I just feel like sometimes people think, okay, well, if you famous and you look this way, that, oh, well, why would you get cheated on? But it's like, you know, kind of goes back to, you can't keep a man that doesn't want to be kept.
And they be with ain't shit people just like us regular folk do. Like, they have the same issues and stuff that, you know, we combat. They just got access to more things.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, And then the whole, if you do this, 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 and this, then they won't cheat on you. Which cheating, you know what? It's not even my biggest issue with men. It's not even, cheating don't even really cross my mind. And maybe, I don't even want to say thankfully, haven't had much experience with it, because I've had other worse experiences. Mm-hmm. The cheating actually probably would be very minimal compared to the things that I have dealt with. Same. Yeah. So yeah. Cheating is not even my biggest issue with them. Is just how shitty and selfish that they can be. Like very shitty and just very selfish. Like, and I think that covers like a magnitude of issues that they have. Also can be very manipulative.
Ooh. That's my word of the week.
They can be so, I can't stand when somebody tries to make you feel bad
for something that they did.
Yes.
Or make you feel bad because you're calling out their lackluster, poor, incompetent behavior.
Yes, because that is what we call gaslighting.
I hate when that happens.
Do not gaslight me.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be on fire and you're going to be running.
And we all going to be on fire.
Right.
Like,
we all going to be on fire. Do not do that to me. And I just wish I would have known what that was.
Long time ago.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So I could
stop the shit in its tracks. No, I'm with you, because I think that women who don't have a lot of experience with that or can't identify that, right, like you just said, they do internalize it. Like I remember very much so internalizing that and feeling like, oh, well, maybe this really is me.
Yeah.
You know, or maybe this really is a problem and I'll fix it and da 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 da. What the fuck he gotta do? You
know, right.
You know, sure. You really feel like you need to fix this about yourself. Cool. But he also plays a part in this too.
Right.
Like, identify that. Y'all can fix things together.
I can work on me for me.
Yes.
And we can work on we.
Yes.
Together.
Yes. And I also need you to work on you.
Right. That's it. Because they don't do self work. That's not a thing.
Do not do self work. They just want you to accept them as they are. Not being okay with therapy.
Oh, black men?
Black men. It's a whole nother. They need so much therapy. It's ridiculous.
Yes, yeah. And this is not even in a demeaning space. It is legit
from just healing, trauma, identity, self-awareness, just context of everything that happens in a black man's life. Like, how do they navigate all of those things and have a good outlet?
Yes.
Right.
Because if you're just going to people who also don't have those resources, what are you really, you know, how are you really getting help?
And
there's not enough tools that they access.
Right. And I think I don't know. I feel like for some of the people I know, like, you know, hearing that they're recommending their guy that they're talking to, whatever, to do therapy, I think sometimes like men feel like, okay, well, if it's coming from the person I'm talking to, they want me to do this therapy for the relationship. And like you're saying, it's like, no, it's more than that. Like, we see how like other things outside of dating is affecting the relationship. And it's like, I mean, it's just crazy. So many things that, you know, after being in therapy myself, seeing that, okay, well, these are things that I know I'm struggling with. I know you have or could be struggling with these things too. And they just don't, it's just not, they're so resistant to it.
And crazy. I don't know, again, if it's just so much spotlight on women, but if I am feeling a way about myself or there's something that I know that I need to work on, I'm at a place now where I just want to work on that. Mm-hmm. It may not be fixed with like one session or, you know, one time that I'm just thinking about it or trying to process it. But it's like, how can you be okay just being very stagnant in that place of just perpetual shittiness?
Right, right.
Like oh, I know I got a problem.
It is what it is.
It is like, I am who I am.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. That, I'm sorry.
I don't understand. Like, that's not
justification anymore.
At all. I just would rather not. I don't know if that's just where I am with it.
Change behavior.
But I just can't. Like, as single as I am, I still have been covering people left and right because it's just a no for me. I just would rather not. No, nope.
Right.
I would just rather not. I would rather not. Like, if I can't benefit from your energy at all, then there's nothing for you. Yeah, because I have a great time being by myself.
I was just about to say, if I'm not benefiting from it, then you're draining mine.
That's it.
No, thank you.
That's it. You're just taking up space. Yeah. Because I can have a good old time. I was over here. It was Friday night. I was with your girlfriends. I lit my hookah. I had my wine. I had some candy. I was living the dream. I was like, see, I can do this with myself all the time. Like, of course, I would like to do things with other people, but I just can't do it with anybody. Right. Because half the time, it's from people that have already given me offers. And it's like, I don't want that. You've already given me that. Yeah. And I just am not. I don't want nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
I don't know where the new men are. I'll meet new men and they don't be about, they don't do nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, where is the initiative? Where is the.
Chow, ain't that the word?
Like, why are you just looking at me? Say something. Just looking.
Where is the initiative?
I don't know. I don't know if it's just because my standards have changed.
That's what I was about to say, too. Because then I literally just talked through all of this with, you know, my homegirl. Because I was just like, you know, I'm just not going to hang out with anybody. Like
at all. Right. Yeah.
It's very much so quality over quantity right now.
Definitely.
And if it's nobody, then it's nobody.
It's nobody. Right.
I just do not want to put myself in a space where I'm compromising what I've set that I desire for myself, and I'm not gonna entertain someone regularly and long term for nothing.
Right.
Like it, and but I think when men hear that, it automatically registers as, oh, she's just trying to be with somebody and lock somebody down. No, bro.
That just kills me.
I mean, like, if you would y'all stop that? Listen, out with me.
Would y'all just stop?
If you're not about shit. If you don't have anything for your going for yourself, if you do not have good energy, if you do not have good intellectual conversation, if you do not have any regard for me, like, no, hey, how you doing? How's your day?
Right.
I cannot.
Because so many men do not even, hey, how you doing? How's your day?
Yeah, right.
And care. Like, not just... You said, I'm having the worst day of my life. Oh, dang, I'm sorry to hear that. And move on to talk about them. Because that... is currently an experience I'm hearing a lot of my friends have. Not, hey, well, how can I help you?
Right.
Like, you know, you want to talk through this and talk about it? Like, literal regard. You do not have regard? No, I'm not even watching fucking TV with you.
Right.
Hey, that's it. And that's it.
No, for real.
I'm done. Like, and this is the point. It's like, I don't understand why men, like, why they think that way. Because it's like, if you can't have regard for me and care for me as a friend, why would I want to be in a long relationship with you?
Or anything why? Else.
Why? So, no, don't think that I'm automatically wanting to lock you down. Yeah. I just want somebody to care, at least as a friend.
Yeah, because guess what? We care about you. Like, we do. I mean, I know that there are some women out there who are also like this too, so I want to be a little balanced, but it's like, give what you're getting.
I just wish we could dismantle that whole idea that we, as soon as we link up with y'all, we just are ready to tie y'all down. And that don't even be the case.
It's
like,
not.
I wish y'all could be a fly on the wall of so many of my conversations with my friend. Because it will humble the fuck out of y'all.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't understand why men think that they are just automatically the prize. And it's not y'all. It's not y'all. There are great men out there. Do not get me wrong. But I'm saying, like, sometimes we just want to kick it. Sometimes we just want the good energy of the opposite sex.
Right. Yeah.
Nobody is thinking that far in advance.
Yeah.
Or if we do tell y'all that's not what we want, y'all don't even believe us. And y'all think we're trying to trap y'all.
Right.
Because that's happened to me so many times. Yes. And I just gave it up because I'm not about to convince you. Like, you need to be convincing me that you should be in my life, not the opposite way around.
Yeah.
So I just wish we could dismantle. I don't know where that started with getting a man was a prize. If you are a woman out there that belittles women because they don't have men, you should stop doing that.
Right.
Because God can humble you.
Please, sis. Trust.
because I'm really not trying to be funny, but the most consistent men that be like in my inbox or my DMs are either married or have girlfriends.
Trust. Factual. Mm-hmm.
It is a fact. Mm-hmm. The people that be asking about my day have girlfriends. Or wives.
I was about to say have spouses.
Yes, which I don't entertain. Right. I don't do that at all. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying like...
I'm just saying, don't do that because
God really can humble you in a quickness, because that man, he could leave you, you could leave him, something could happen, he could die, I don't know, and he could not be about shit.
Some women know it and they're okay with it because they feel like, well, he's coming home to me. That's a whole different hot topic.
Right, I'm like, that's the entire, yeah.
I can't, oh God, don't include me in that one, because what? Whack. That is whack. I mean, people believe it, but it's a whack.
Well, thank y'all for you know, let me take over this hot topic.
It is hot.
We're gonna speed through these segments.
Yes, it's hot. That was a great hot topic.
Flaming.
Man, do the work. Just do the work. That's all I got to say.
Do the work. You're not the prize. Shit.
Yeah, I'm going to just title this, Men Do The Work.
We just want to kick it. Oh, man. Keep us, too.
Keep us.
You ain't just got to be kept.
Okay. Let me know you want y'all.
All the quotes. Don't get me going. Y'all know I'm quote queen.
I like y'all not the prize. Yes. Newsflash.
Right.
Y'all not the prize. It's not it. Keep it. I would rather not.
Right.
Yes.
Just no thank you. I've been saying no thank you a lot. All of my advances. I will show y'all my DMs. No thank you. No thank you.
I love it.
No, thank you.
I love it.
Yeah, no.
I had somebody shimmy back in my DMs again, and then I didn't respond. I just kept reading it, and he proceeded to send me 4 more messages throughout the day. I thought I said no, like, literally 3 months ago. Why are you back, and then you're expecting a response?
And then don't try to convince me. Because then I'm going to really hurt your feelings.
Well, about a 4th message, he was apologizing for sending the 3 messages that
just stop.
Because also, if you turn them down, they think that... Because they think they the prize. So they feel like if you turn them down, something ain't right.
What do you mean? Why don't you want to... You must get somebody.
Why do I have to have somebody?
I just don't want you.
That's it. It's you. You're the problem. That's what I'm about to start telling these men. You're the problem.
Not the prize.
Okay? That's it. You're the problem. All right. So we're going to hop into our segment, dismantle some of these problems, you know, because I feel like these segments are good today and men need to do the work and they can find something for themselves in all of these segments. So we're going to be well. Mm-hmm. We're going to be loved. Mm. We're going to be you. Mm. We're going to close it out with a she-spiration.
Yes.
This week it might be a he-spiration. You just never really know. Just don't know. We're going to start off with a Be Well segment. We're going to inhale the good shit, exhale all the bullshit. I feel like it's a lot of bullshit.
It's a lot.
And you know what? I'm going to tell y'all how to clear your energy
of
the bullshit.
Yes.
And today we're going to talk about smudging and just burning sage. Mm-hmm. Do y'all burn sage?
I have not. However, I would like to. So
you
here for this.
I have sage sticks. I have sage smudge. Mm-hmm. I have Palo Santo. Mm-hmm. I burn all of the above.
Because you just have to.
You have to.
Do you do it for a specific reason or?
Sometimes if I'm entering like a complicated life stage, I'll kind of burn to clear the energy before going into that, or even like before my birthday or before the new year or right after the new year, doing like a smudge cleanse with like a meditation or, you know, somebody really trying me, mm-hmm. and I smudge myself,
yep.
mm-hmm. To get myself back together, after, you know, interacting with the energy that was just really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm going to talk about just all the, like, benefits of saging or mm-hmm. smudging and when to do it, yes. stuff like that. So, for those who don't know, burning sage or smudging or, like, burning, like, sacred herbs, you use it to, like, purify or cleanse your place or a person. It just basically clears, like, the negative mm-hmm. energy out of an area. So, some of the benefits are it can actually remove, like, bacteria that's like airborne in a space. Yes, it can. It can help center you, make you feel more calm, like Aisha said, after a difficult situation. It can actually help you with manifesting because you can, like, set your intentions before you do it. Mm-hmm. So it can help you with manifesting, and it can remove, like, dark entities and vibrations from a person mm-hmm. or a place. It's a lot of people that I feel like I need to sage right now. So you should do it if you're moving into a new house or a new mm-hmm. apartment. So Jenny just moved so she could smudge her place. After an argument. Can you imagine arguing with your man and you just break out a smudge stick? Because I actually might do that next time I'm in a relationship.
No, seriously. For real. Yeah.
Before or after receiving visitors. When people come to your house, mm-hmm. yeah.
When people, this one guy, he had his energy was so heavy that it felt like it lingered.
Mm.
And I was like, ooh, nah, we smudging tonight.
During or after a sickness, it's like if you're sick, mm-hmm. you can smudge. If you are anxious or depressed. And then before you, like, meditate or you do any other type of spiritual practice. Mm. So they say, like, you can use, like, smudge sticks. You can get them from, like, your, like, spiritual places. Mm-hmm. If you're an indie, New Age people. There's other places, too. But New Age people is the first place that came to my mind. Were you about to say something?
Yeah, I have some questions, but you might cover it before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you can use, like, white sage. You can use, like, cedar, lavender, or you can use, like, the wood Palo Santo sticks. I like all of those. You can buy, like, smudging kits, yep. but you want to burn, like, your smudge stick, and you just want to get, like, a good smoke going, mm-hmm. but you don't want any, you really,
put it out.
Right, you put it out because you don't want it to, you don't want any, like, flames. You aren't supposed to see, like, flames. You're just supposed to see the smoke. Go around your room. Go clockwise, counterclockwise. Well, no, go clockwise in clockwise direction. Mm-hmm. You know, top to bottom. Clear the space, room to room, person. I've seen both ways. I've seen you can clear them from the feet to the head, mm-hmm. from the head to the feet. I don't know. But the next time I go on a date, I'm going to just smudge the person, whoever.
Oh, okay.
I am. They're going to be like, this weird bitch. This weirdo. This weirdo witchy bitch. I'm going to just smudge myself after the date. How about that?
How about that?
They're going to be like, this girl. You know what? Maybe it could be with my person. You know, and my person would be okay with me saging mm-hmm. or smudging them. You just never know because they were meant yeah. for me.
True.
Yeah. So they might agree with me saging or they might need a little cleansing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, those are, like, just some of the reasons why you should do it and some of the benefits.
And then also keep in mind, too, when you sage or smudge, is you always want to keep your windows open so that you really release, like, the energy
yeah.
that you're mm-hmm. trying to cleanse out.
Yes, yes. And for those of you who are religious, it's kind of the same practice that we do with holy oil or anointing oil. I don't want people to think that some of these spiritual practices are like witchcraft, because they're
right.
not at all.
Or
it's literally, yeah, it's not replacing either, because mm-hmm. when you sage or you smudge and you're setting, like, your intentions or you're manifesting, you can definitely pray mm-hmm. as well, like, as you should.
I do
all the time. You gonna ask me something?
Yes. So is burning and smudging two different things?
It's
like you burn it and then, like you said, you don't, like, have a flame, and then that's when it's considered, like, smudging.
It's the same. Okay. Yeah, it's the same. You have to like light it on fire to get the smoke going. Mm-hmm. But you put it out so there's like no flame.
Okay.
And but you still see the smoke. Yeah. If that makes sense.
And then like,
and that's what like a smudge stick. So you'll see like bundles. Like mm-hmm. it'll be bundled where it's like the flowers mm-hmm. and the herbs and then the sage and stuff mm-hmm. like that. But then if you have like the sticks, you light those and sit them.
Yeah.
Just okay. like incense.
Yeah.
So I refer probably more to those as burning versus.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Then and is smudging. There like a. Like, I know you mentioned, like, new age
people.
Mm-hmm. I like this store. I've been there a few times. But when it comes to, like, is there, like, a quality? Is there, yeah. like, a difference in quality in, like, where you purchase them from?
Yeah.
Okay. So, it's
I
like,
think so. Do you... Like, they even have them on Amazon. Uh-huh. I mean, it just depends on how deep you're into it. But
okay.
I think it's more so about, like, what, like, if it's you're doing lavender, you're doing white sage, or if you're doing, like, cedar.
Okay.
I think it just depends on the actual, like, material. Then.
Okay.
Yeah. Then
I just wasn't
like, yeah.
Okay, so I just wasn't wondering like my first time doing it if I should get it from a specific place. Like I was at, I forgot what store I was at, and I was like, oh okay, I wouldn't have imagined they would have had this here, but I just wasn't sure if I should just buy it from any place or if I should like buy it from a.
I think the cool thing about going to store, there's another store, the place that I told y'all, I don't know if they sell sage and stuff, but they probably do because they sell crystals. The meditation place I told y'all about,
mm-hmm.
they probably have some too. But the good thing about going to stores like New Age people is you have people in there to ask questions of, and it's specific to that,
right?
Versus going to a store and they just so happen to sell it, they're not going to really be able to right. guide you.
Okay.
And then they also have different types of bundles. So I went and I got two that were specific to meditations that I planned on doing
mm-hmm.
because one was very specific to like creativity and da, yeah. da, da, da. And so it talks about all the different ingredients on that pack. And then, like, helpful things that bundle is supposed to help okay. you with.
Maybe I'll just go there for my first time now.
Yeah,
you should. There's all types of stuff in there. I love that place. All right. Aisha, you going to tell us how to be loved?
Yeah, just don't lie. That's the segment.
Don't lie. You're not the prize. Don't lie.
You're not the prize. No, but for real, that is my topic. I just wanted to briefly chat about just lying in relationships. Mm-hmm. So, question. Have you all ever had someone tell you, like, oh, I'm lying to you because I love you or to protect you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I heard off a baby boy. I lied to you because I love you.
I can't. I've been told that before.
How did that play out?
I'm single now. I'm
like, it didn't.
I mean, it didn't. Like, I think at the time, how the person communicated what they were saying, like, I didn't believe, oh, well, you actually lied because you loved me or you didn't want to hurt me. Mm-hmm. But just how they were, they're just everything else they were saying kind of, I guess, convinced me. And I was like, okay, well, you know, I'll give you another chance. But I mean, it didn't. I mean, obviously, it didn't work out mm-hmm. in the end.
Mm-hmm. What has.
And they lied again.
I was about to say.
Yeah.
Then they lied again. So, has. Like, when you caught or didn't catch, like, did they, like, confess that they lied or you caught them in a lie and confronted them? Like,
I have never, ever had somebody willingly tell me that they were lying. I've always really? Caught them in a lie. Yeah. Like, they've always just come. Well, once I caught them, it was caught in a lie. Like, I've never, you know, was just minding my business and thought everything was okay. And they was like, oh, well, I just want to tell you this a lot about, you know, this.
You
so.
Just said that. Never mind. That so, little yeah. song I used to sing in my head. My business. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I'm laughing. You know, fuck you laughing at.
But yeah.
Well, see, yeah, I've had a mixture of both, actually. I've had people who've been like, who I've definitely caught in lies. I've had others who've been like, you know, actually I lied because da 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 da. And I'm like, what? You just openly lied?
See, I ain't had nobody say that they openly lied. I just was like, the math is not mathing on what you're telling me. if this is this, mm-hmm. but this was the outcome, that right. don't go together.
Right.
So again, confrontation versus conflict, uh-huh. because I be confronting them about their lies because I be having the receipt. Welcome to my TED Talk. Thanks. That's it. So yeah, they haven't willingly told me, right. oh, I lied. I just catch them up in it.
Yeah. I think, well, and this segment is probably for people who lie, because I want to, you know, share with them more directly that, like, you lying is not in protection or love of who you're with, mm-hmm. and it's not a good way to maintain a loving relationship. So a few tips if you are really struggling with lying in your relationships, is one, to ask yourself, why are you lying? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if, like, people who lie all the time ask themselves that.
No.
Like, why exactly are you lying? And, like, getting to the root of that. And then within that, is this something that you're lying about that you just need to work on, like, with how you want the wording of what you really want to say? Like, I think men, you know, they tell, like, small lies, like, oh, baby, yeah, you look good in that. Okay, like, for real, be honest, mm-hmm. especially if your woman's asking you how she looks or whatever. Like, just figure out a different way to say what your opinion might be. So some, it might be as simple as that. Others, it may be more of, you need to, you know, have some corrective actions on your behavior in your life so that you don't have to lie. Like, you know, maybe if you just didn't do X, Y, and Z, then you wouldn't have to lie about mm-hmm. it. So mm-hmm. I think just getting to the root of why it is that you are lying to your friend or, mm-hmm. you know, your family or your loved one, just really doing some self-reflection and figuring out, what do you need to do to stop? Because it can lead to just ultimately, like, destruction, damage, or non-existent relationships.
Yeah. Agreed. Because they're selfish. It's because they're selfish. Mm-hmm. It's all about being selfish. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they don't think past their lie.
Yeah.
Because when I hear some of the ridiculous things that I have heard,
child,
I want to know, like, well, what did you think?
What you think
was the response was going to be? And then how was you going to follow up with this lie?
Yeah. What was going to be your follow
up? Yeah.
Like, right. you thought yes. this was just going to keep dancing and keep happening?
Yeah.
Like, no.
Because now you insulting me because you lying to me because you don't think that I'm that smart.
Uh-huh. Right.
And I'm smart. Mm-hmm. So, again, I need things to be in their simplest form. So, this just is not clicking in my head.
Math,
like,
don't be mathing.
The math don't be mathing.
So, yeah. So, those are the only tips I have. If you want to keep being loved and having good, healthy relationships, they all start on the foundation of honesty and mm-hmm. trust, and your lies mm-hmm. cannot be intertwined mm-hmm. in that.
Mm. I mean, yeah. I mean, and I think it kind of goes back to what we were talking about before, about men, like, you know, needing help. Like, I feel like a lot of people, a lot of men lie, or from my experience, they lie because they're not confident in who they are. And so it's mm-hmm. like they're lying because they can't just say, this is what I am, or this is what I like or won't, mm-hmm. and just mm-hmm. be okay with mm-hmm. the outcome.
Yeah.
And then you want to put it on me and say, well, you lying because you didn't want to hurt me. But no, just be confident in what you want.
Yeah.
It's just they don't like to take the responsibility of the real truth.
Yeah.
So they
or
will.
Or owning it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
yes.
what you said. That
yes.
was just a different
yeah.
word.
Mm-hmm.
It was a synonym.
It, no. It worked. Yes. It worked. Because I don't know why my... It worked.
I was like, I really said that like it was different.
No, it's fine. They just don't like to take any type of responsibility for anything. So whatever the easiest way out, they try to avoid what they think will be a conflict. Mm-hmm. By lying when they really do not have to.
And I think there becomes like this excuse of, well, I knew this was really gonna hurt if I would have said this. Or like, I think that sometimes men mistake, or women too, mistake like being direct or being honest. They mix up like you can be direct and honest and not hurt someone.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's quite possible.
Absolutely.
And just learning how you can only master that by being honest.
Mm-hmm. Trial and error. And you got to try it.
I mean, depending on the situation, I mean, if the person do end up hurt, like you can't control how somebody feelings. Else is, you know, is going to feel. At least you were honest. So, you know.
Because it comes down to respect. I feel like if you lie to me, you don't respect me.
Right. Yep.
That's really what it is.
Bingo.
That's it. That's so, it. Yes, it's not necessarily your responsibility how I feel about what you tell me, but I know that you respect me because you would rather me know the truth.
Right.
Yes. Exactly.
And allow me to make a decision. Give me the opportunity to choose how I want to decide on how to move forward. That's one thing I hate the most is when I get lied to and then I'm kind of like forced into a situation because I don't know. You know the truth about it, and so if I don't know the truth, then I'm gonna stay in something most of the time or whatever. But it's like, if I know the truth, at least give me the opportunity to decide, you know, how I want to move.
That's the segment.
Don't be lying.
What are you lying for? Don't embarrass me. Do not embarrass me. Do not humiliate me. I don't know who I'm talking to, but don't do it.
Whoever you are, don't.
Don't do it. Because you can get your feelings hurt. Jenny, what you got for us?
Yeah, we just going to move right into the BU because this whole, episode was very triggering. And I just, don't. That's all I got to say. Just don't do it. In the BU segment, this is something that I feel like I recently, like I've thought about it, but then it really came full circle in one of my therapy sessions. But just freeing yourself of expectations of what you thought should have happened or what you want it to happen or want things to be. And I think that in situations...
This was very triggering.
I feel like in situations, you know, like, I'll just say, like, for example, like with my family, I feel like for so long, you know, I had this expectation of what I wanted my family to be. And I know that at this point, they're not there and I can't expect them to be there. And I pretty much had to like work through that and work through, okay, well, you know, the fact that I'm expecting this, it's not that way. So what am I, you know, how am I going to move forward knowing that my expectations aren't necessarily going to be able to be met? So have you all, which I'm sure you have, would like to share, it doesn't necessarily have to be specific details on something that you expected to go a certain way or something that you expected to be and it's not, and how have you kind of worked through that expectation?
I'm crying.
Do not.
I don't feel like telling my business. But yes.
So if you don't want to give specifics,
I don't care. I think, when it comes to family, yes. Mm-hmm. I think my relationship with my dad at this big age, I kind of just let it be what it is. Mm-hmm. I talk to my therapist about it for myself, but I don't think that it will be something that will necessarily change because I don't think that he will be open to change it just because I think he lacks emotional intelligence because he does not have it.
Yeah.
So I kind of just chucked that up as a loss. You know, I probably talk to him once a quarter, maybe. I don't really care, to be honest. It's kind of where I'm at with it. And then with men, I've had previously, I want to say prior to my 30s, which I just got here, but just got here. But in my 20s, I feel like I expected things to go certain ways with men. And I have freed myself from that and have allowed people to be who they are, mm-hmm. and allowed things to be what they're going to be, especially when it comes to dating.
Yeah.
And I just move accordingly to what I feel like I can either handle, what I can take during that time. And it just has gone a lot smoother for me.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like now it's less about me trying to take control.
Yeah.
Of things, especially things I don't have control of at all.
I don't have anything nice to share. I really
we
don't
can
want
get
this.
Right into the tips if you we want can me
go
to.
Into, we can go into the tips. You know, I think a lot like you, Jenny, like you said, this is actually a big topic a lot of times, mm-hmm. In my therapy sessions, as far as just almost grieving my past life, mm-hmm. and then grieving the future life that is not, you know, gonna be.
Right.
So there's a lot of expectation in that, and mm-hmm. understanding, you know, how can you resolve that with yourself, but still be happy in what is and mm-hmm. happy in the present. And so then that's what I just try to focus on. Like, I can't wrap myself up in what I thought mm-hmm. was gonna be. It's just not.
Yeah.
I mean, even with friends, because we don't really talk about friends a lot.
Yeah.
But I've had to release myself of expecting a friend to handle something, especially like a conflict between us, in the way that I would handle it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I mean, even if I don't agree with it, I just kind of have to let it be what it is.
Yeah.
Because they're just gonna do what they want to do, and you know, that's fine. It doesn't necessarily make it wrong,
because mm-hmm.
you handle it differently from me, but I just have to set myself free from it, I guess.
Yeah,
I think that this has been very challenging for me, because I'm a type of person where it's like, when it comes to people, it's like, I wouldn't respond that way. I wouldn't do that. Why would somebody do this? Like, and sometimes it's so hard to interact with people. And I think that recently I had thought about this. And when I think about the expectations of things, I felt like in all areas of my life, other than like social interactions, like whether it's like friends or family, I felt like I haven't really been able to live that part of my life, because when I think about, like, I've held people to these expectations, and then like, I feel like I try not to, like, the expectations I have of people, I try to limit the interactions or relationships I build with people, because I don't want to be prone to, oh, well, somebody doing something and they don't do it how I would do it, which mm-hmm. I know is unrealistic. Like, I can't just live in a box, because everybody's different. Everybody handles things differently. And I think that I just had to come to terms with that and accept it for what it is. But I know that, like, during our, I think it was our last episode, you had talked about, Aisha, you had talked about grief mm-hmm. and how to handle that. And I think until that episode, like, I never really thought about it in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought about grief only, you only doing it if somebody passed away. Mm-hmm. But that's one of my tips, is like, you know, grieving what you thought things would be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when I think about all the things or the expectations that I've had, when I think about doing that, I think that, okay, well, by me being able to do that, I can actually move on and live my life and move forward.
Yeah.
Because I know that, okay, well, the idea of what I wanted things to be, okay, that's not how it is. This is a reality, and I just have to move forward with that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the tips, is just grieving what you thought it could be. Another one is just living your life out loud. Like I had mentioned, like, I feel like for so long I had put myself in this box, and I didn't really live the life that I wanted to live, because I had these expectations, and when people couldn't meet the expectations, I just didn't like interact with them.
Mm-hmm.
And so just really, you know, interacting with people, but knowing that they're not going to or may not respond in a way you wouldn't, and just meeting those people where they are and just accepting what kind of relationship they are able to give you if you're wanting to, you know, have that relationship with the person.
Yeah.
And then, only respond emotionally to the facts. I think for so long, you know, sometimes I make these things up in my head of, okay, well, if the person may assume this about me, and it's like, well, until the person actually says that, then you can't just live off what, you know, you think. And so really allowing yourself to get outside of your head and only go off of what actually has been said and the true facts. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like I found myself, you know, like I said, living in this box for so long because my thoughts just kind of get away from me. And then I assume all these things and it's like, well, is this really even true? Yeah. You know, who's like, this is only true in my head. So it may not actually be true. And then lastly, not allowing yourself to feel guilty for someone. I think, you know, ooh, like for so long I felt guilty for how somebody treated me. Like, for example, mm-hmm, in my family, like, I felt guilty for somebody treating me wrong. And it's like, you know, when we were talking about, I think we were talking about during the Hot Topic, like how women are, you know, at fault for being treated wrong. And it's like not allowing yourself to feel guilty when things are being done to you, when you aren't the reason why, you know, things are not going right. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah. So, yeah, so those are my tips. Don't allow yourself to get in the way of your own happiness. I think that's really important.
That was Joshi's inspiration? So, yeah.
No.
Oh, because I'm like.
No, that's not my she-spiration. But, I mean, we can wrap this up by me going into my she-spiration.
Let's do it.
So I forgot where I heard this from, but it really resonated with me. But it just says that if you erase your past, you're going to erase your present wisdom. And I think for a lot of time, like, I always thought about, like, okay, well, if my past didn't happen this way, or if this specific situation didn't happen the way it did, then I wouldn't, you know, be... I wouldn't have the wisdom and I wouldn't have learned the lessons I've learned from those situations and be able to use those or apply those situations in the future.
I think that's good.
Yes. Thanks, Yenny.
That is good. Thank you for listening to another episode of Shenanigans. If you are a person that smudges, if you are a person that lies or knows somebody that lies, if you are a person that struggles with, you know, expecting a lot out of people that they cannot give you, you know, hit us up. Let us know what you think, how you feel about it. You can hit us up at shenanigans_pod on Twitter and Instagram. You can, you know, slide in our DMs. Let us know what you think. You can also hit us up at strengthofshe.com. And we will catch y'all in 2 weeks. Yay. Bye.